AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says current U.S. proposals for a peace deal with Russia meet many of Kyiv's demands. He also says Ukrainian defensive lines are holding firm against Russia's current onslaught, while Ukraine's forces have struck an oil terminal, pipeline, and military assets deep inside Russia. And Charles Deledesma reports that car bombs killed a Russian general.
Lieutenant General Vanil Savarov, head of the Operational Training Directorate of the Russian Armed Forces General Staff, died from injuries caused by a car explosion. Russia's investigative committee says Ukraine could be behind the attack, the third such killing of a senior military officer in a year. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that President Vladimir Putin had been immediately informed about Savarov's killing. The defense ministry adds the senior soldier had previously fought in Chechnya and taken part in Moscow's military campaign in Moscow. Moscow also has blamed Ukraine for several bombings and other attacks in Russia. I'm Charles Tillotas.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher. The S&P gained about 0.6%. The Dow and the Nasdaq each up about 0.5%. And Lisa Dwyer reports.
Authorities are actively searching for three inmates who escaped from a county jail 10 miles east of Atlanta, including one charged with murder. The DeKalb County Sheriff's Office says that the breakout happened early Monday morning at the DeKalb County Jail. Authorities discovered the escape during a routine security check. The Sheriff's Office says that the men might be armed and are considered dangerous, and is urging the public to exercise extreme caution and not to approach them. The inmates, aged 24 to 31, face charges including armed robbery and arson. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the Kansas City Chiefs will relocate across the Kansas-Missouri border. They say a new domed stadium will be ready by the 2031 season. This is AP News. Powerball drawing tonight. Donna Warder on the jackpot.
The latest Powerball jackpot is an estimated $1.6 billion, making it one of the largest lottery prizes in U.S. history. No ticket matched all six winning numbers on Saturday. That sets up the fifth largest U.S. jackpot ever for Monday's drawing. The odds of winning the huge jackpot, 1 in 292.2 million, according to Powerball. A winning ticket holder could either receive a lump sum payment of about $735.3 million or an annuitized prize of about $1.6 billion, both before taxes. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm driving home for Christmas.
And his family says singer-songwriter Chris Rea has died after a short illness. He was 74.
I'm driving home for Christmas.
With more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.